Week 2, Seeing a Vision of the Throne of God, the Spiritual Scene Behind the World Situation, and Christ as the Center of God's Administration. Day 1. Revelation 4:2. Immediately I was in spirit, and behold, there was a throne set in heaven, and upon the throne there was one sitting. Ezekiel 1:26. And above the expanse that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne, like the appearance of a sapphire stone, and upon the likeness of the throne was one in appearance, like a man above it. The throne of God in Revelation is the center of God's administration. Whatever Satan does in the air and whatever man does on earth is under God's throne in heaven. Today, man may do anything he likes, but the throne of God in heaven is still the authority over all men and all things. No one can do anything, and nothing can happen outside of the rule of God's throne. Apparently, this throne is invisible and is not realized by man, but actually it is behind the scene, ruling over everyone and everything. In God's time and for the fulfillment of God's purpose, the appropriate judgment always comes out of this throne to mankind and upon the things transpiring on earth. In the book of Revelation, the consummate issue comes from the completion of the execution of God's judgment. This judgment proceeds from the throne and clears up the confusion both in heaven and on earth caused by Satan's rebellion and man's fall. The book of Daniel shows us that all the kings and kingdoms of the world are under God's administration. Consider the situation of the Babylonian Empire under Nebuchadnezzar. First, he became a co-regent with his father and reigned with him. As such a co-regent, he destroyed the city of Jerusalem in 606 BC. Then about 604 BC, he became king and reigned until 561 BC. Eventually, he was replaced by his son and then by his grandson, Belshazzar, whose debauchery in Daniel 5 was an insult to God and who was slain in 538 BC. At that time, the Babylonian Empire came to an end, and Darius the Mede received the kingdom at the age of 62. Darius was a subordinate king to Cyrus. In 536 BC, Cyrus issued the decree that released the captives of Israel to return to Judah, thus ending the 70 years which God had apportioned for the Israelites to remain in Babylon. Therefore, God used the Babylonian Empire for the purpose of carrying his corrupted and defeated elect into captivity. After the 70 years of their captivity, God caused the Medes and the Persians to become one for the purpose of ending the Babylonian Empire and of releasing his people from their captivity in Babylon. This is an illustration of how all kings and kingdoms are under God's administration. In the book of Isaiah, Nebuchadnezzar and Babylon are condemned, but Cyrus is highly regarded. Isaiah 14 reveals the oneness of Satan and Babylon. In the eyes of the prophet Isaiah, Nebuchadnezzar was one with Satan. Concerning Cyrus, on the contrary, Isaiah says that God delighted in him and even made him a shepherd to care for his people. In the first year of his reign, Cyrus proclaimed the return of God's people to Judah. He also arranged for the vessels of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar had brought to Babylon, to be returned to Jerusalem. In order to deal with evil human government, Christ as the Son of Man must receive the kingdom. On the one hand, Christ is in the heavens as the one who has received the kingdom. On the other hand, Christ is in us as the life-giving Spirit. As our Redeemer, he terminated the old creation by his crucifixion. As the one in resurrection, he has germinated the new creation, and today he is working within us as his new creation. He is also our companion in the burning furnace. As such a wonderful one, he is preparing everything for his coming back to exercise his dominion over the whole earth.